All right, time for a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do, or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing the serial numbers off of hundreds of gift cards, you're doing okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this guy was caught in Operation Bad Elf, but like this makes my head spin how convoluted this whole thing is, right? So This guy's accused of just taking gift cards. He would copy down the serial numbers and then return them to the shelf, right?
Okay.
So he had some sort of program. So when the gift card got activated, then the copied serial information then used to just basically drain the card of whatever money you put on there.
And so, then go into his account, or he could use it somehow?
Yeah. And then the receiver would discover that there's no money on the card, but by then it's too late. And so they figured out somehow how he was doing it. And apparently, this is the part that's kind of funny. When they arrested him, it was like striking a piñata, in that hundreds of gift cards spilled out of his jacket.
Oh, wow.
Shoot.
How'd those get there? Oh,
yeah, right? Right? So I guess, you know, that police are just kind of saying, hey, just make sure the serial numbers on your gift cards that you're getting people are not scratched or tampered with, just so, you know, you can kind of make sure that you are not taken advantage of like that. But that was out of Sacramento, California, so.
Well, you know what? I actually, Marlise, who we work with, sent me an Instagram reel of an officer at a store kind of warning you about this gift card scam. And a lot of people, I guess, they'll take the gift cards and they somehow, I guess, steam the little envelope open, take the card out and cut like the serial number off or whatever, and then put it back in the envelope. Yes.
What?
And so they're like, okay, so if you're going to pick up a gift card, just feel it and make sure that it's like almost the entire width of the envelope. Make sure it's like, it feels like a full card.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been like, you know, part of it cut off. And that's another way that they're scamming people.
The amount of effort it takes sometimes to pull off these scams.
Yes.
It's like, put that energy into something useful, right?
Something legal.
And earn that money legitimately.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Goodness.
Anyways, there's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.